This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Some Republican legislators quickly responded Sunday to defend House Speaker Kevin McCarthy against other Republicans who criticized a debt ceiling deal made with the Biden administration to avert an international crisis. But as VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias reports, there are Democratic skeptics as well.
Who also appeared on CNN.
Actually, by some estimates, creates a burden on administrative spending that is actually worse for, you know, for the overall cost of a program like that. Number two, it is about people who are hungry, people who just need a little bit of temporary assistance.
Before voting in favor of the deal, Jayapal says she'll need more details. The deal will have to pass both the House and the Senate. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Russian President Vladimir Putin was among the first international leaders to congratulate Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Sunday, who won a presidential runoff for a third term in power. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul for VOA.
Much to the concerns of Turkey's traditional Western allies, Erdogan has developed a close relationship with Putin, despite Russia's invasion of Ukraine. It is a relationship that Erdogan pledged to deepen as he campaigned for re-election. The Turkish leader also promised to continue his unorthodox economic policies, which plunged the country into crisis with soaring inflation and mounting pressure on the weakened lira. Initial reports of Erdogan's success saw the value of the currency slip on international markets. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
In